Maine is heading in the wrong direction when it comes to maintaining the condition of its bridges. The state's transportation commissioner says a study released last year shows Maine has lost ground on repair and replacement efforts since 2007, even as other New England states and the nation as a whole have actually improved. Mal Leary has details.
There are a lot of bridges in Maine, more than 2,500 in excess of 20 feet and hundreds of shorter spans. The state is responsible for 70% of those bridges and is falling behind on its schedule for repair and replacement. That according to Transportation Commissioner David Bernhardt. Using charts and graphs, he told members of the legislature's Transportation Committee that the department needs to spend at least double its annual $70 million allocation to catch up.
You'll see like a downward trend in the U.S., and even in New England you see a downward trend on their structurally deficient bridges. Talking with my counterparts, one of the things they've done, and this is where we can, I'd like to have conversation and debate with everybody, is that what they've done is they've taken the resources they have and they put it toward bridges.
In other words, those states that have taken money designated for road repair and put into bridges instead, a strategy that didn't sit well with many committee members, including co-chair Andrew McLean, a Democratic representative from Gorham.
What you're advocating for is taking money from fixing our roads and putting that into the pot to fix our bridges?
That is just one of the pieces that we have to look at. One, we have to look at additional funding.
But Republican Governor Paul LePage has vowed to oppose any increase in the state gas tax, and Congress has not raised the federal gas tax since 1993. So Bernhardt suggests that the practical approach is to borrow more through bonds, which are paid for with general fund dollars. Again, McLean pressed Bernhardt on the size of such a bond.
I have a bond bill in, and it's $190 million for 2 years. So
it's in that range, yes. Mm-hmm.
Any borrowing for bridges through bonding will take a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate and voter approval at referendum. Representative Wayne Perry from Arundel, the lead Republican on the committee, says bonding for bridge maintenance and replacement should be considered under the circumstances.
I've never been a huge bond person, but I think when you bond things that are 50, 100 years old, those are the things we should be bonding, not bonding a road to get it for 10 years.
Bernhardt stressed that part of his plan is to prevent serious problems from happening to Maine bridges in the first place. He says preservation of existing bridges is as important as replacement. He says a significant amount of the $140 million a year he believes is needed would be set aside for serious maintenance.
We really want to, in any additional funding we get, we really want to pay attention to the preservation of the existing bridges. We do not want another Waldo Hancock.
Bernhardt is referring to the emergency replacement of the bridge that used to span the Penobscot River at Bucksport. Its replacement cost was $85 million and took 4 years to build. Much of that new bridge was paid for with federal grants, and Bernhardt told lawmakers he expects the federal government will kick in more funding for states to tackle the bridge problems faced by all. He told lawmakers the details of the administration's bonding proposal have not been finalized, but that it will lay out a 10-year plan to tackle the backlog of bridge repairs and replacements. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.